Przykładowy arkusz egzaminacyjny z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
What are you doing?
I have to find some information about Charles de Gaulle for the history day we are organizing at school.
I've heard something about him on TV. Wasn't he the president of France?
Yes, and on the 6th of September 1967 he came to Poland on an official visit. He stayed here for a week and visited Warsaw, Gdańsk, Kraków and Katowice.
That's interesting. Can I help out with your presentation?
Of course. Anyone can take part.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What are you doing?
I have to find some information about Charles de Gaulle for the history day we are organizing at school.
I've heard something about him on TV. Wasn't he the president of France?
Yes. And on the 6th of September 1967, he came to Poland on an official visit. He stayed here for a week and visited Warsaw, Gdańsk, Kraków and Katowice.
That's interesting. Can I help out with your presentation?
Of course. Anyone can take part.
Tekst drugi.
Do you know what is currently the world's tallest building?
As far as I know, I live in the tallest block of flats. But that's only in my city. But joking aside, I've heard that Dubai in the Arab Emirates is famous for its skyscrapers and that it now has the tallest building in the world.
Do you mean the one which was built in 2009 and has got 211 floors?
Exactly. It is more than 800 meters tall.
Have you heard that they are going to build another one?
No.
It is going to be a tower, which will be a 1,300 meter tall entertainment center.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Do you know what is currently the world's tallest building?
As far as I know, I live in the tallest block of flats. But that's only in my city. But joking aside, I've heard that Dubai in the Arab Emirates is famous for its skyscrapers and that it now has the tallest building in the world.
Do you mean the one which was built in 2009 and has got 211 floors?
Exactly. It is more than 800 meters tall.
Have you heard that they are going to build another one?
No.
It is going to be a tower, which will be a 1,300 meter tall entertainment center.
Tekst trzeci.
Chris, do you ever listen to music on CDs or DVDs?
I don't. They are too expensive for me to buy, so I prefer using streaming services on the internet. They are cheaper and there is no need to go to a music shop. So I also save time.
I've heard about this type of service, but I usually buy CDs quite cheap at our Sunday second-hand market. I must admit that I have never bought any music via the net.
It's becoming more and more popular, so much so that specialists believe that it will generate huge profits for the music industry in the near future. It also seems that illegal copying of CDs and DVDs will soon be a thing of the past.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Chris, do you ever listen to music on CDs or DVDs?
I don't. They are too expensive for me to buy, so I prefer using streaming services on the internet. They are cheaper, and there is no need to go to a music shop, so I also save time.
I've heard about this type of service, but I usually buy CDs quite cheap at our Sunday second-hand market. I must admit that I have never bought any music via the net.
It's becoming more and more popular, so much so that specialists believe that it will generate huge profits for the music industry in the near future. It also seems that illegal copying of CDs and DVDs will soon be a thing of the past.
Tekst czwarty.
When you're in London, you mustn't forget to see Big Ben. It's one of the city's icons. But what exactly is it? The name is usually associated with the clock, but in fact it is the nickname for the huge 14-ton and more than 2-meter-tall bell in the clock tower on the north side of the Houses of Parliament. It is said that the clock was named after Sir Benjamin Hall, a Welsh civil engineer and politician. Big Ben's clock has got four faces, which are situated 55 metres above the ground. Each of the faces is about 7 metres in diameter. The clock keeps wonderful time and has rarely been late.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When you're in London, you mustn't forget to see Big Ben. It's one of the city's icons. But what exactly is it? The name is usually associated with the clock, but in fact it is the nickname for the huge 14-ton and more than 2-meter-tall bell in the clock tower on the north side of the Houses of Parliament. It is said that the clock was named after Sir Benjamin Hall, a Welsh civil engineer and politician. Big Ben's clock has got four faces, which are situated 55 metres above the ground. Each of the faces is about 7 metres in diameter. The clock keeps wonderful time and has rarely been late.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Last August, I was travelling from the south to the north of Wales. I must say that it was a fantastic holiday, not only because I was having a great time along with my colleagues, but also because there are some great mountains, which we all love so much in this part of Britain. I also liked all the medieval castles which were on our route. One of them in particular, Caernarfon, was the most interesting. On the 1st of July 1969, Prince Charles, the eldest son of Queen Elizabeth II, formally received the title Prince of Wales there. I really like the fact that this tradition is maintained. Visitors to the town are likely to receive a warm welcome in both English and Welsh, the latter being spoken throughout North Wales. In previous centuries, the warmth of this welcome depended on whether you were an invading soldier, a sailor sailing into harbour, a local farmer visiting the market, or a member of the royal family. Nowadays, however, the Welsh are really friendly and hospitable to everyone. At the Red Line Indoor Karting Centre, I also tried to become the next Formula One champion, but unfortunately was unsuccessful. I am also crazy about playing golf, so it was a real pleasure to visit an 18-hole parkland course next to the sea and enjoy both the game and the spectacular views over the Snowdonia Mountains.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last August, I was travelling from the south to the north of Wales. I must say that it was a fantastic holiday. Not only because I was having a great time along with my colleagues, but also because there are some great mountains, which we all love so much in this part of Britain. I also liked all the medieval castles which were on our route. One of them in particular, Caernarfon, was the most interesting. On the 1st of July 1969, Prince Charles, the eldest son of Queen Elizabeth II, formally received the title Prince of Wales there. I really like the fact that this tradition is maintained. Visitors to the town are likely to receive a warm welcome in both English and Welsh, the latter being spoken throughout North Wales. In previous centuries, the warmth of this welcome depended on whether you were an invading soldier, a sailor sailing into harbour, a local farmer visiting the market, or a member of the royal family. Nowadays, however, the Welsh are really friendly and hospitable to everyone. At the Red Line Indoor Karting Centre, I also tried to become the next Formula One champion, but unfortunately was unsuccessful. I am also crazy about playing golf, so it was a real pleasure to visit an 18-hole parkland course next to the sea and enjoy both the game and the spectacular views over the Snowdonia Mountains.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. One of the most popular devices we use nowadays is the mobile phone. Mobiles come in different shapes and sizes, and there is a wide range of colours available. Each year, designers are adding more and more functions to make them into multifunctional devices that are increasingly similar to computers. Their main advantage is the fact that they are small, don't weigh much, and can operate with minimum levels of power. In the era of big-screen smartphones, it is hard to imagine that we can use a mini-mobile, which is smaller than the size of a thumb and weighs less than the average coin. But the fact is that a company is now offering such a phone. It is about 5 centimeters long and weighs 13 grams. It's possible to make calls, send text messages, and store contacts in a phone book. It has got a microphone and a loudspeaker. The only disadvantage is the fact that the mobile does not have internet access. The phone runs on a battery which will power a 180-minute conversation. In a super early bird offer, it currently costs around 30 euros. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. One of the most popular devices we use nowadays is the mobile phone. Mobiles come in different shapes and sizes, and there is a wide range of colours available. Each year, designers are adding more and more functions to make them into multifunctional devices that are increasingly similar to computers. Their main advantage is the fact that they are small, don't weigh much, and can operate with minimum levels of power. In the era of big-screen smartphones,
it is hard to imagine that we can use a mini-mobile, which is smaller than the size of a thumb and weighs less than the average coin. But the fact is that a company is now offering such a phone. It is about 5 centimeters long and weighs 13 grams. It's possible to make calls, send text messages and store contacts in a phone book. It has got a microphone and a loudspeaker. The only disadvantage is the fact that the mobile does not have internet access. The phone runs on a battery which will power a 180-minute conversation. In a super early bird offer, it currently costs around 30 euros.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Do you mind if I open the window?
Wypowiedź druga.
Sam, you look a bit tired today.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I heard you met Mr. Watson. What does he look like?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Excuse me, when can I see the head teacher?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Do you mind if I open the window?
Wypowiedź druga.
Sam, you look a bit tired today.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I heard you met Mr. Watson. What does he look like?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Excuse me, when can I see the head teacher?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.